Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, our special guest is with the amazing Sticky Keys, who we interviewed at Lana Lou's Rock and Roll Eatery, and we're going to play that interview later on in the show. And also, for today's episode, I have to do the warning. Listener's discretion is advised. Sound the alarm. We're going to play songs from Canadian queer artists because it's Vancouver Pride Week 2026. It's happening right now, July 25th to August 2nd, and this year's theme is unapologetically queer. That's right. You be you, girl. And in queer lingo, anybody can be girls too. That's right. They spell it girl, G-U-R-L, or girl, G-R-L, meow, or any way they want to spell it. And that reminds me of a band called Girl Circus with the incredible Kitty Kane and R.D. Kane. So let's play their song called Holiday on CJSF, and I hope you are all enjoying your summer holiday. was Pocket by Strawberry Punch from Winnipeg. And they actually performed live at the station. You can watch that video and more like it on YouTube. Search for Studio 6 CJSF. Before that, we played The Courtneys, Silver Velvet, and Little Ado About Nothing by the Pack AD. And if you didn't know, the queer community are hands down the best partiers ever. Because when I was looking up events, they were like tons of Pride events happening. Let's start with the big one. The 48th annual Vancouver Pride Parade happening on Sunday, August 2nd, starting at 1 p.m. at the Pacific Boulevard near BC Place, traveling all the way down to Howe Street. There's also the Public Disco Pride Block Party, August 1st. This is Vancouver's largest ticketed street party in Mount Pleasant. Runs from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. with underground electronic music and ballroom performers. And guess what? If you're a queer goth, there's an event for you too. Check out Das Mortuary Goth Pride Vancouver with Bystander, Hollenock, and Casey Riot. This is happening Saturday, August 1st, 10 p.m. at 2111 Main Street, and tickets are from $23.76. All right, now let's play some local goth bands. Here's DCOM, Foreign Concept on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
was Too Much Light, Fashion Kills. And if you love that goth, dark wave, industrial sound, check out other programs on CJSF like Radio Goethe with Arndt.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Yes, love that accent. All right, let's talk about more Pride events. There's Pride Yoga Wednesday, August 5th at 6 p.m. This is in Vancouver, Gordon Neighborhood House. It's free, but you just have to register. Queers and Beers Pride Block Party Sunday, August 2nd, 1 p.m. This is at the Birdhouse. All right, Sirens and Sailors Pride Party. I love these themed parties. August 2nd, 2 p.m. at the Container Brewing. All right, now let's get to the amazing Sticky Keys. We're going to play Balkan Blues from the album Yogatopia on CJSF. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Please introduce yourself.
Sure. Hey, my name's Ivan. I go by Sticky Keys. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, keyboard player in a couple of bands, and also have my solo project.
Yes, and I noticed you're a DJ as well.
I do DJ, yes.
Amazing.
Lots of musical hobbies. I just love music.
Yes, and pressing keys since, pressing buttons since 1999.
That's right, yes.
Yes. So do you play any Prince?
Any what?
Prince?
You know, I don't think I have. I'm mostly in the kind of electronic house, kind of like dubby sometimes, UK bass kind of thing. Yeah.
No worries. Okay, so tell me, how did it all get started?
Ooh, I've been playing piano since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I got my first keyboard at age 4 as a birthday gift, and my parents were like, oh wow, this kid actually is good at music, I guess. So I had some piano lessons early on. Then I quit for a long time because I didn't like classic piano at all. And it took me a while to discover jazz. And when I did, I learned kind of just to improvise. I never did like classic training or anything, but just kind of discovered this joy of just improvising with people and riffing off of people. And it was kind of... I've been a musician for most of my life, I would say, but I only really became active in the scene a few years ago when I started a band with my friends and kind of just started going to things like Gander Jam here at Lanelou's and meeting people and stuff.
Yes. Okay, so maybe pick one of your songs that you're going to be playing tonight. Tell me about it.
Sure. So tonight I'm going to be playing a song called In Our Hands. I actually just released it today. It was funded by the Canadian Worker Co-op Federation, and it's like an anthem about worker ownership. So I'm really excited to play it for everyone today and just kind of spread the word. It's a fun little song, and yeah, I think it's kind of an important message for the moment that we're living in, just in terms of like the increasing difficulty of living in a city like Vancouver.
Yes.
So it sends a message of like, take it into our own hands to build the city that we want.